What's the difference between weather and climate? You can't weather a tree, but you can climb it. Now let me ask you another question. The answer to this one isn't as funny. What do things like CRISPR, selective hunting, de-extinction of species, and global warming all have in common? These things are all collectively changing evolution of species as a whole. With a more natural approach to species, they will in fact evolve.
After learning about Corey Knowlton and how he obtained a trophy hunting permit to kill an endangered black rhino, I formulated these views. Hunters are not true conservationists because although they may think that by killing these male black rhinos who seem to be too aggressive in nature, they need to use their guns to their advantage, it is never just to kill an animal, especially if it's an endangered species. Male rhinos become aggressive when they are older and at the end of their life. Using guns to take away their life because some humans are scared is not passable. This rhino is normally aggressive and will kill other animals as part of life, but it's not threatening an entire population. By humans drawing conclusions that these rhinos are too out of control, they are now in danger. By killing this one rhino, prey are spared their lives and can thrive for longer. Also, by doing this, we are eliminating the risk of rhino attacking other species such as humans. By risking one, we are saving many in the long run. I believe we are sending the wrong message and that animals shouldn't be hunted nor auctioned in any circumstance. Some believe hunting these animals are risking one for the many and that hunting is a belief of saving animals. Contradicting sides think that, endangered or not, killing wild animals to be looked after is never just in any situation. Do you believe that animals should be allowed to be hunted or auctioned even if they are endangered?
I think the hunting of endangered animals should be, you know, a law against them, because though the main thing with hunting is used to stabilize animal populations, such as like the hunting of the deer, how they change the deer number you're allowed to hunt every year to keep up with the population so they don't overpopulate. So if it's like endangered animals, shouldn't be allowed to hunt them, because then they're, you know, they're just basically die out.
I believe animals should be hunted or auctioned at any time as long as they are not an endangered species. I think this because if the animal is not endangered, there is little harm in killing some of them. But if they are endangered, then they should not be hunted because it is destructive to the animals and their environments.
The interview you just heard is from a fellow student that goes to our school but is not in the environmental science program.
So what if we don't want to kill to save? Majority of the human population disregard when it comes to saving nearly extinct species. Is it because this world lacks knowledge? Is there a solution to this problem? Millions and millions of dollars have been donated to protect these specific animals: polar bears, panda bears, foxes, goats, and wolves. It is good to see that we are making an attempt to rescue these animals. But do you think it is more important to save our type of species or 100 types of species? This would be a true test. Will humans sacrifice the living of their species in order to save hundreds of others?
I feel we shouldn't waste the money to protect all these endangered animals, because there's a reason why they're endangered in the first place. It's survival of the fittest. They can't adapt to their environment or what's killing them. So if we're wasting all this money put into it just to delay the inevitable, basically, and it's just, we should just use the money on saving our own population instead.
For example, in Yellowstone, when the 06 wolf was killed with a legal permit, the public was outraged and demanded that they reduce the hunting and made the wolves endangered so that no loving creature like 06 can ever get killed again.
CRISPR is being used a lot. One can take out a bad gene by cutting the DNA and replacing it with the better one. Even though there are some good outcomes, I don't think that people can just be able to make or edit genes how they want the species to be. It kind of scares me because for the future, this could be a common thing. It's crazy how anything can be restored. There are some issues with this. A scientist is saying that CRISPR could possibly bring back woolly mammoths, but it could change different ecosystems.
I feel that bringing back the woolly mammoth would be a bad idea, considering they, you know, they are extinct for a reason. Like, you know, they died off, and bringing them back, they probably wouldn't be able to adapt to the type of environment that we live in now.
And if they just be keeping them in probably like zoos and stuff anyways, enclosed habitats, and that's really no way for animals to live. I mean, plus, like, come on. They made whole movies on why we shouldn't be bringing stuff back from the dead. Like, this, doing that with CRISPR is probably just not a good idea for the fate of the woolly mammoth and for us.
God creates dinosaurs. God destroys dinosaurs. God creates man. Man destroys God. Man creates dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs eat man. Woman inherits the earth. All of us have a varying opinion, but we can all come to a conclusion that the best way to come about this is a more naturalistic approach.